Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is found in Mark chapter 2, verses 13 through 17.
He being Jesus, went out again beside the sea, and all the crowd was coming to him, and he was teaching them. And as he passed by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he rose and followed him. And as he reclined at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners were reclining with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. And the scribes of the Pharisees, when they saw that he was eating with sinners and tax collectors, said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" And when Jesus heard it, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners."
Now, today's devotional reflection. Some biblical scholars believe that in the first century, it was deemed the highest of honor for a young man to be chosen by a rabbi. If the rabbi thought you were bright enough to follow his lead and do precisely as he did, he would say, "Follow me." Parents were pleased to know their offspring was chosen for this high honor, and they would say, "May you be covered with the dust of your rabbi." In other words, may you walk so closely to your rabbi that you both factually and figuratively be covered in his dust. A chosen follower was expected to take on the mannerisms of the rabbi so that one day the rabbi's ideas would be perpetuated to future generations, right down to the slightest nuance. The rabbi's walk, gestures, dress, facial expressions, and especially his teachings were to be replicated by his chosen follower. When the rabbi rejected a young man, the rabbi would say, "Go home and pray that your offspring may become a rabbi. Go home and learn the family business." I wonder if this might have happened to young Levi. Mark recalls that Levi was the son of Alphaeus. I wonder if a rabbi had rejected Levi. Levi was a tax collector. No one liked tax collectors because they would add value for themselves to survive. Unfortunately, some tax collectors would add too much value and fleece the people. I could imagine Levi wanting to be done with such a questionable occupation. In that day, your choice was to do what your father did. Perhaps tax collecting had been handed from father to son for generations. Scripture does not tell us. All Scripture says is Levi was the son of Alphaeus. Scripture does not tell us that a rabbi had ever rejected Levi. I merely wonder. We will continue with this thought next time. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.